Support for WSJ comes from Comcast, committed to improving your customer service experience with two-hour appointment windows, including nights and weekends, because they should fit into your life, not the other way around. Learn more at Xfinity.com/service.
Uber makes an acqui-hire set to acquire the engineering team from a startup once known as the Uber for parking.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello, welcome. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. And in what's known in Silicon Valley as an acqui-hire, Uber is in advanced talks to acquire much of the engineering team from a struggling car parking service called LuxValet. Apparently, the talks also involved tech Lux was designing to enable short-term car rentals. Let's get a little bit more on this acqui-hire and the merging of the minds that is Uber and Lux. Patching in from San Francisco is Wall Street Journal reporter Greg Bensinger. Hey, Greg, welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
So it seems like Lux was kind of a valet version of Uber that emerged amid the success of Uber. What's Lux's backstory?
You're right. Yeah, it was a promise of the app was you could drive your car anywhere and request a valet to come meet you. They'd take your keys from you, drive it to an area parking lot or maybe a parking space. And then when you're ready to leave the restaurant or theater or wherever you were, you could summon your car back and they'd bring it to wherever you were. And they did this at discounted rates. So in the city of San Francisco, at one point, it was very cheap to do, to use Lux as a service, much cheaper than parking in garages on your own. Lux would go out and negotiate discounted prices with garages and offer those savings to customers. And over time, Lux expanded to new cities. It went to Boston. It went to Chicago, New York, Los Angeles, Seattle, and appears to have overextended itself. It retracted. It's down to three cities today. And just about a month ago, it said they were going to curtail sort of the core car parking service and focus on new services like Lux-branded parking garages where you could pull up and park yourself.
So in working with engineers from Lux, what does Uber stand to gain? What is it looking to accomplish in terms of innovation?
Well, we'll have to see, of course. But, you know, in the case of these engineers, they're accustomed to working on a mobile app. They're accustomed to sort of complex logistics of dispatching a valet or a driver, as the case may be, keeping tabs on a lot of moving parts. So these are engineers who would have skills in those areas, and Uber is always looking for new talent that way. I think in this case, Uber views it as a what's called in Silicon Valley an acqui-hire. We're buying the people. We want their talent. We want the skills they can bring, and it's a cheap way to get these people on board. In fact, we're interviewing engineers, trying to determine which ones they will keep and which ones they won't. And Lux will continue on in some fashion after this acquisition closes.
Is this type of practice something that Uber has generally done, acquisition?
It's been pretty conservative over time, really. They've raised $15 billion in debt and equity financing. So they have lots of cash. They still have $7 billion on hand. But they've been pretty conservative about acquisitions. The big purchase they made was last year at about $700 million. They bought Otto, this self-driving truck startup, and which is now the focus of this big lawsuit from Google. But that's been their big acquisition. It's a couple mapping startups over time, and Uber's focused really on building out their own services on their own and hiring the right people and just sort of winning market by market.
We're speaking to the Wall Street Journal's Greg Bensinger about Uber's acqui-hire of startup LuxValet. You're listening to the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing.
This podcast is sponsored by HSBC. When it's time to take your business international or take your international presence to a whole new level, HSBC has the network to connect you to the world. Search HSBC International to learn more.
Thank you for joining us. As we've been talking about Uber's embroiled in an overhaul of its work culture currently, I'm sure we'll be speaking again soon. What can we expect down the pike?
Well, Tuesday's appears to be the big day for Uber. They ordered up a probe of their workplace by former U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder. That's a summary of that report. Holder's submitting a report to Uber. Uber will release a summary of that report on Tuesday to its own employees and a public version as well. That's likely to include new HR processes. CFTC's new trainings. It may recommend firings. It may recommend that executives be reprimanded. It could be pretty broad, and we'll have to see. There's a lot of interest in what this will say and what the implications will be for Uber. They really want to shape up their public reputation and image. And, you know, by appearances, it looks like Holder will give them an opportunity to start reevaluating things.
You know, it'll be interesting to see where this story goes. Greg Bensinger, thanks as always.
Thank you.
For more on Wall Street Journal reporter Greg Bensinger's coverage, head to wsj.com/tech. For The Wall Street Journal, I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom in New York. Thanks for listening.